This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, the Texans have already consummated one reunion. They agree to a deal with Sheldon Rankins, 1 year, up to $7 million, so they get a body back on the defensive line that was productive for them back in 2023. They like him, obviously, so he's back in the fold. I'll leave it up to Sheldon Rankins and Tim Settle to duke it out over who gets number 98 in all this. Sheldon Rankins gonna have an uphill battle to get his number back if it comes down to a fight to the death. Settle's a big dude.
I'm guessing that Sheldon Rankins hasn't been a guy that really at any point in his career has had that kind of status where you got to give him that number. I'm guessing Sheldon Rankins like, yeah, whatever. Nah. No, I don't have to be ponying up whatever. What did, what was the most expensive thing we saw?
Juan Soto, different sport.
Oh, but Soto. Juan Soto gave
bought
a car.
Bought an SUV for the Beatty kid who had had his number. Yeah.
I don't think Sheldon Rankin's got that Juan Soto money.
No.
Or desire to give up a whole SUV.
Nobody does. Yeah. all right, mock draft injection time. We do this each and every day at 7:45. What are the experts saying the Texans are going to do in the draft? I like when I come across a multi-round one, not because I like to come on the air and talk about who the Texans are mock taking in the 5th, 6th, and 7th round, but there can be some interesting things on day 2. A day where the Texans have done some pretty good work over the last few years, especially in the 3rd round, with Nico Collins and Tank Dell before he got hurt, Christian Harris before he got hurt. Kalen Bullock last year, not hurt, fully available, 5 interceptions. So this one's interesting. We'll get to the 1st round here right out of the chute. Nothing crazy here. This is a player the Texans have been mocked with before. This is the Pro Football Network 7-round mock draft. Their staff puts this together. There's no one name attached to the author. With the 25th pick in the Pro Football Network mock draft, the Houston Texans go offensive line and select Donovan Jackson out of Ohio State and Episcopal High School right down the road here in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, he's from Cyprus. Yep. So he and Kenya can carpool in from... Well, no, I guess not. You'd have to swing it. Anyway, I would like this. I think Donovan Jackson, in a lot of ways, that's exactly what you'd be looking for. He's not a monstrosity of a dude. He's 315 or so, but he can play in any scheme. He's athletic enough that if you had to, you could kick him out to tackle, but not that that's why you're drafting him, or you hope that you don't have to kick him out to tackle for anything. I'd feel really good about that pick. I think he's got a swarmy type of aggressiveness to him. He's a finisher, kind of like Blake Fisher was in college. He'll drive guys into the ground. So I would like that. I would like Donovan Jackson.
I would too. I'd be a thumbs up on that, both by position need and the kid himself. Now, the interesting thing that Pro Football Network has the Texans doing here, Seth, is they come into the draft with the 58th overall pick. That's their 2nd-round pick. They, in this draft, trade out of 58 to pick up an extra 3rd-round pick. They move down from 58 to 75, and in the process, pick up pick number 99 from the Niners. That's one of the many compensatory picks that the Niners are getting from free agents or having minorities hired off of their staff. Ironically, it might be the very 3rd-round pick they got. Who knows? For D'Amico Ryans getting hired by the Houston Texans from the Rooney Rule. But at any rate, Texans move out of the 2nd round. So that gives them 3 3rd-round picks, the 2 they get in this trade, plus their own pick here.
Yeah.
Would you like having 3 third-round picks in this draft as opposed to a 2 and a 3?
Yes. Okay. Yes. I've heard third round is a round I still get excited about. Mm-hmm. That you unearth so many diamonds in the rough in the third round that end up being good finds, but you can still get yourself excited about them. It still feels like a high enough draft pick. But yeah, just the pure emotional side of me is give me all the. I can talk myself into a third rounder being a day one starter just like anybody else. I'm as good at that or as bad at that as anybody else. Yes, give me 3 third-round picks.
So in this particular draft, they have 75, I believe 89, somewhere in the high 80s.
Yeah.
And then 99 as well. So let's do these real quick. With the 75th pick in the 2025 Pro Football Network mock draft, the Houston Texans select Jack Besh, wide receiver out of TCU, who had a phenomenal Senior Bowl, kind of a heartstrings story. His brother, Tiger Besh, was a player at Princeton who was killed in the New Year's morning terrorist attacks in New Orleans. So there's a story behind Jack Besh. Very swarmy, but not sure that he fits the D'Amico Ryan's description of what you're looking for in a wide receiver.
He's not super explosive in terms of getting separation and everything else like that. So it's harder for me to get excited about him as being an immediate impact player. Yeah, I don't. But again, that's why guys go in the third round.
Yeah.
So if you're looking for value in the third round for the things the Texans want, I'm not so sure that Jack Besh is that guy, but it's also, you know, hard not to love the scouting report on him and his college production and everything that else goes along with that.
The player that gets drafted right before him to Carolina, Xavier Restrepo from Miami, is that kind of guy that D'Amico Ryans describes. He's a little smaller, which is why he's going 74th overall, but that's a guy, and he's had a really good combine and combine season. He's had a season that has gotten a lot of teams' attentions. If I'm not mistaken, he holds a ton of records at Miami for receiving, which this just in, they've had some really good receivers at Miami through the years. That's a guy that does kind of fit that description. If he were there at 75, I would think long and hard about him as well. With the other two draft picks that they've got in the third round, with the, where are they here, the 89th pick, Houston Texans select Shamar Turner, defensive tackle, out of your honorary alma mater, Texas A&M, Seth.
Oh, yeah. Okay. He's like a 290-pounder.
Yep.
That I feel the loose comparison I make in terms of type of player would be like a Charles Omenihu, where you can play inside, can play outside. And I'd be cool with that in the third round. I mean, my appetite for defensive linemen is, give me a 320-pound stud who can rush the passer but also stuff the run. Yeah. Those guys tend to go in the first round.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's generally hard to find a 320-pounder with incredible athleticism who can be both good against the run and the pass at defensive tackle in the third round. So it would make sense at that spot. So I'd be intrigued by that. Yeah. But it's not like that would make me feel like, oh, okay, now they're set at defensive line.
No, because we're getting into that part of the draft where you're not counting on these guys. You get something out of them like they did with Kalen Bullock in the third round last year. Great. The last one here, I don't have a ton of knowledge on Demetrius Knight, the 99th pick, linebacker out of South Carolina. He started his career at Charlotte and transferred into the SEC and was, according to Pro Football Network, an instant impact player for South Carolina. Hey, an SEC linebacker? Okay.
I'd like the nice thing about that is with 3 third-round picks, you're having more activity and action on the second day of the draft instead of just, so I like it from the emotional standpoint.
These are players, Seth, that are in a range of the draft where it's not unreasonable to expect them to pan out and contribute for you in year one. And if they do, they're doing it at a price that is incredibly efficient for you in the third round. You know, like the first round guys are still somewhat expensive, even on a rookie deal.
Yeah.
But these third rounders,
The big thing about a linebacker is, speaking of, guys with athletic ability who weren't first round picks, Christian Harris is still on the team and he's going to be a free agent after this year.
Yeah.
So what happens with Christian Harris? And is it something, if Christian Harris comes in and he's healthy and he plays the way that he was on track to be playing after the 2023 season, he might be an in-season extension. So that's where I'd prefer, if I had my best of all worlds, it would be that Christian Harris comes out and is balling out. And then you've got Henry Toa hopefully continuing to progress. You've got Azeez Alshire that you don't necessarily need to be looking elsewhere or in the draft right now for linebackers.
Text message, Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line. With the Rankin signings, does that lessen the need for defensive tackle in free agency and point us going more wide receiver or O-line with our first pick in the draft?
I don't think it affects draft strategy all that much. With Christian, like just as it was with the Christian Kirk signing, I think what you do is you want to go into the draft without feeling like you've got a pressing need to get a guy because you have nobody on your roster at that position, because that frees you up psychologically to not press and to not maybe start making a positional decision. No, D'Amico still wants more of a stud at defensive tackle. A guy who's a genuine three-down player. Like, he's going to keep looking for that guy. So I don't think it addresses your... I don't think it changes your first or second round strategy at all, but it does fill out the depth chart a little bit going into the draft.
Yeah, I'll apply names to this. You know, and you love Kenneth Grant from Michigan. Signing Sheldon Rankin should not affect your appetite for drafting Kenneth Grant if he's sitting there at 25.
Right, yeah.
Trading for Christian Kirk shouldn't affect your appetite for drafting Matthew Golden or Luther Burden with the 25th pick if that's what you were going to do a week ago.
I guess the one codicil I might put on that is that Christian Kirk is very much a classic slot receiver.
So maybe Burden it would.
Yeah. So I wonder, it might become a tiebreaker. Yeah. If you're looking at Golden versus Burden, you might think, all right, the way in the short term, we want these guys in the first round to start on day one, then let's take a guy that plays on the outside.
That's a good
more
thought.
More so than just adding a guy who's more of a slot type.
Yeah, that's a good thought. It shouldn't affect your overall appetite for upgrading wide receiver in the draft, but maybe it affects the type of receiver that you're looking for. Because in the short term, you need to get all these guys on the field in some way.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Man, keep texting in. Y'all sending in some good thoughts today, man. It's a big day. 11 a.m. this morning. Keep it tuned to Sports Radio 610 all day long. We've got you covered on NFL free agency. 11 a.m. is when the legal tampering and when deals will start to get agreed to. We mentioned it. Sheldon Rankins is back. Of the other former Texans, and there are several out there, who do we have the biggest appetites for reunions with? Former Texans that are free agents. We will run through that coming up next.